All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Professionals Roundtable on All Business Media FM. I'm your host, Rob Wetham, and joining me live on the phone from Montreal, Canada, he is a senior translator, a reviser, and a writer. Michael Riley joins us. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rob. I'm delighted to be here, and happy New Year to all your listeners.
Michael, it's a pleasure having you. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Okay. I translate from French, the French language, into the English language, which is my mother tongue. I don't know if you're familiar with our linguistic composition in my country, but we have two official languages, French and English. We have one official French province, which is Quebec, one bilingual province, which is New Brunswick, and the rest of the provinces are all English-speaking. So there's a lot of work from French into English, and I sort of fell into this when I was a journalist at the Canadian Press, which is sort of like the Associated Press in the States. I was translating, being bilingual, having been raised in a French area. I learned the language at a very young age. So being a journalist and rewrite editor at the Canadian Press, I was asked to translate political dispatches from the National Assembly, which is sort of like Parliament here in the province of Quebec. So I was not only a senior writer and journalist at the time, but also dabbled in translation. Well, that sort of evolved from writing. I was a senior writer in many organizations like Pratt & Whitney Aircraft of Canada, Canadian Pacific Limited, the Canadian Human Rights Commission. So I not only wrote in English, but I also translated from French into English. I also was a full-time translator with a telecommunications firm, Teleglobe Canada, and now I just do that full-time.
Okay, very nice. Excellent. So, you know, what are some of the challenges that you face as a translator?
Oh, my goodness. There are many challenges. Many people think that if you speak another language, you can translate. That is completely erroneous. You have to be aware of the source language. Could you hold on a second, Rob, just for a second? Okay, you have to be aware of the source language, the original language. You have to be completely familiar with its grammar, style, idioms, and thought development process. And you have to put that into English and be aware of all its grammar, stylistics, and idioms and peculiarities. So you can't just sort of say, hey, you speak Spanish or you speak French, here, can you translate this? It's a time-consuming, laborious job, and you have to do a lot of research to make sure that the terms are accurate and exact.
Yeah, it seems like it can be difficult to navigate the French language. I mean, it's confusing to me.
Yeah, basically, if you looked at the French language and the English language side by side in a graph, and you start from point A, which is a thought development process, and you go to point B. English is a straight line, can be seen as a straight line. It's short, to the point, et cetera, et cetera. French, on the other hand, digresses, comes back to the original point, is more flowery. It can be even more specific. So you're looking at a more crooked line going into a straight line, if I could sort of explain it that way. That doesn't mean the French language is inferior. On the contrary, sometimes it's superior. It's just that it's different.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, it is very different. So what are some of the reasons why, you know, somebody would want to hire you? You know, obviously the obvious answer is to get the actual translations, but you know what I mean. What are some of the specific reasons why somebody would want to contact you for your services?
Well, I've got a lot of experience. I've got more than 35 years doing this, both writing and translating. I do my research extremely thoroughly. I'm totally familiar with the French language. I'm fast, I'm accurate, and I think I'm pleasant to deal with, and my rates are reasonable.
Okay, so, you know, after all, this is the Professionals Roundtable, so let's talk about the entrepreneurial side of things. You know, what are some of the hard parts about being an entrepreneur and owning your own business?
It's maintaining your clients. It's keeping your clients satisfied. Clients may have a requirement one day, but the next day may not. So you always have to be on the lookout for new opportunities. I was fortunate last year because I came across an organization called TranslationDirectory.com, and they said for a price they could do a mailing to 5,500 translation agencies around the world. Well, I took them up on it, and for about $180 Canadian, they sent out a cover letter. The next day, or 2 days later, I woke up and there were close to 400 emails. And I said, gosh, what's going on here? There must be some mistake. Well, no, there were agencies answering what I did. So as a consequence of that mailing, I now do work for agencies in London, Paris, Milan, Rome. One I did for Israel. I did one for South Korea, and I have a client in Singapore, and possibly another one in Portugal, in addition to my Canadian clients.
Terrific. So you've been able to expand your business worldwide.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I did do a job that was very interesting, and that was translating the legal statutes of the Pasteur Institute in Paris, France. So I find that's a bit sort of like a feather in my cap.
Very nice. That is a great accomplishment. So speaking of accomplishments, what are some of the things that you hope to accomplish at some point in the future?
Well, I want to maintain the level of work that I currently have. I'm busy, but I don't want to get to the point where I'm exhausted. I pick and choose the clients that I wish to work with, and I just want to continue this. I think that as we get older, this type of activity really helps your brain stay alert and alive, and it could protect against Alzheimer's. But I'm not there yet. I'm far from it.
Well, you know what, Michael? Let's hope that you never get there.
Well, me too.
Yeah. Michael Riley, thank you very much for joining the program today. Before we go, why don't you let everybody know the best way to get in contact with you?
Yeah, the best way to get in touch with me is through email. My email address is writing@securenet.net. securenet.net. So that's writing@securenet.net, and I will answer you within, an hour.
All right, very good. Michael Riley, thank you very much for joining the program today, and best of luck to you moving forward.
Thank you very much, Rob. I really appreciate this opportunity. Take care.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. I'm Rob Wethen. Thank you for listening. We'll be back right after this short break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wethem, exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.